When disaster strikes, among the first to show up are those wet, red and white mobile food trucks run by the Salvation Army. They provide storm victims a hot, balanced meal like chicken and rice along with a cold bottle of water. WSF's Bobby O'Brien caught up with the Salvation Army's area commander for Florida, Kevin Smith, to talk about how operations are going, especially in hard-hit rural Highlands County.
We're at 477,000 meals prepared and distributed around the state of Florida. They're doing around 8,000 meals just in Collier County alone. The scale of this is just, it's enormous. You know, from Key West all the way into Jacksonville, there's service being provided.
We're already a week out, and you're in some rural communities that are telling you that you are the only people that have been there to help?
I don't want it to make it sound that, disparagingly towards all of our partners that we're working with. In fact, some of the infrastructure that we have that enables us to do that comes with our partnership with the state of Florida and with federal resources. We have very rural parts of Florida are often forgotten when a tragedy like this occurs. The attention goes to ground zero on the coast, but there are a lot of people suffering, whether by the damages to the crops and those that rely on that for income and work today, or whether it's just the interior of the state like Highlands County, where they're still at around 40% power outage.
Why is it that the rural communities are forgotten, that they're at the end of the line?
There are many folks that we are serving now that never receive services either from the Salvation Army or even sometimes from state and local government. So they didn't pop up on anybody's radar that how significant that need was. And one of the benefits of us being able to take our mobile feeding units is we sometimes are the people who are identifying that need. And the key is that we are communicating that need with government and our partner organizations who can help to now go and address that.
So what have you communicated to the state and federal government about the need of the rural communities in Florida right now?
I actually just got off a conference call where we have every day where we identify where we are feeding, where we are finding the greatest need. And Highlands County is one of those counties, but also a lot of the interior counties of the state of Florida right now.
What are the specific needs? Is it getting their power back?
You can look at those reports of where the power outages are, and you can see that there's going to be continuing need, and we're going to continue to prove by serving hot meals, water through every resource we can support. We're going to be there to help them, and when the power comes back on, we're going to try to bridge that gap, but just to give a bit of hope.
You know, if you're that one block that still doesn't have its power up, I don't care that 99.9% do.
And it actually hits right to what people feel the most is, okay, it's great that yesterday we went from 65% to 38% power outage, and a lot of people will celebrate that as we're almost there, but that doesn't mean anything for that family that is still without power. In fact, the Salvation Army is one of those facilities. Our facility in Lee County and in Naples still are without power.
Are you seeing or hearing desperation?
You know, we are, but there's something different. I've just come back from Houston, and I saw it in Houston, and I'm seeing it in Florida. It's frustrating. It's terrible, especially for those that are still without power. But I'm not seeing it in the terms of mass chaos that people are angry. Everybody's frustrated. There's logistical challenges. There are people suffering. But, man, people are really stepping up and helping each other. That's what we're seeing. I've been doing this for a while, and I really appreciate being able to tell the story of people who are in need.
And we appreciate your time. We know it's a busy time.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
Kevin Smith is with the Salvation Army, speaking with our own Bobby O'Brien.